Calling case 15789-17. Counsel, state your appearances for the record.
Yana, good afternoon. Joel Abrams from the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Good afternoon, Judge. Maria Says on behalf of the defendant, Josefina Suarez.
We are here today, Ms. Suarez, for a change of plea hearing. As I understand it, you wish to change your previously entered plea of not guilty to guilty to count one of the indictment, in which you are charged with drug trafficking in violation of Title 21, Section 841A1 of the United States Code. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very well. Before accepting your guilty plea, there are a number of questions I will ask you to assure that it is a valid plea. If you do not understand any of the questions, or at any time to wish to consult with your attorney, please say so. It is essential to a valid plea that you understand each question before you answer. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Very well. I will now place you under oath. Please stand, raise your right hand. Do you swear to or affirm that you will tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in this proceeding here today?
I do.
Ms. Suarez, you are now under oath. Do you understand that you have been sworn? Your answers to my questions will be subject to the penalties of perjury or making false statements if you do not answer truthfully in this afternoon's hearing, and that your answers may be used against you in any proceeding for perjury or false statement.
Yes, I understand.
At this time, Ms. Suarez, I would like to advise you of the rights that you have in this case. First of all, ma'am, do you understand that you have the right to plead not guilty of any offense charged against you and to persist in that plea?
I understand.
Do you understand that you have the right to a trial before a jury of 12 members of the community, and that you would participate in the selection of the jury that would decide your case?
Yes, I know, but I want to plead guilty. Excuse me, you, the interpreter, tell him I just want to plead guilty.
Ms. Suarez, the interpreter is here to help us communicate. This conversation is between you and me. Please do not address the interpreter. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor. I apologize.
As I was saying, are you aware that all 12 jurors would have to unanimously come to a verdict before you could be found guilty?
Yes.
Are you aware that at trial you will be presumed to be innocent and the government would be required to prove your guilt by evidence beyond a reasonable doubt before you could be found guilty, and that you would not have to prove your innocence?
Yes, my attorney told me.
Do you understand that in the course of the trial, the government would have to bring witnesses to court to testify in your presence, and your attorney could cross-examine the government's witnesses, present objections to evidence offered by the government, and offer evidence in your behalf?
Yes.
Do you understand also that at a trial, while you would have the right to testify if you choose to do so, you would also have the right not to testify, and no inference or suggestion of guilt could be drawn from the fact that you did not testify.
I know. My attorney explained all of that to me.
Do you understand that you would have the right to have subpoenas or other process issued to produce witnesses and exhibits in your defense?
Yes, I understand.
Do you understand that if you exercised your right to trial by jury and were convicted at trial, you would have the right to appeal my rulings and your conviction?
Yes.
Do you understand that if you plead guilty and the court accepts your plea, you will have waived your right to a trial and the other rights associated with the trial that I have just explained? There will be no trial. A judgment of guilty will be entered in your behalf, and you will be sentenced on the basis of your guilty plea after the court considers a pre-sentence report. Do you understand that?
Yes, Your Honor. My attorney told me about the pre-sentence report.
If you plead guilty, ma'am, do you understand that you will have to waive your right not to incriminate yourself, since I will ask you questions about what you did in order to satisfy myself that you are indeed guilty as charged, and you will have to acknowledge your guilt?
Yes, Your Honor.
You should understand, ma'am, that the offense to which you propose to plead guilty is a very serious offense, a felony. If you're adjudicated guilty, you could lose certain valuable civil rights in this country, including the right to vote, the right to serve on a jury, the right to hold public office, the right to possess a firearm of any kind. Do you understand?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Suarez, have you received a copy of the indictment, that is, the written document with the charges the government has brought against you?
Yes, sir. My attorney gave me a copy and explained it to me.
I have a document here captioned plea agreement. It purports to have your signature on the last page. Is this, in fact, your signature on the last page of the agreement?
Yes.
Was it translated before you signed it?
Yes, an interpreter read it to me.
Did you understand the translation and all the terms of the agreement?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you have any questions at this time about the agreement?
No, sir. No questions.
Ms. Assistant U.S. Attorney, could you please summarize the charge to which the defendant intends to plead guilty?
Yes, Your Honor. The charge to which the defendant proposes to plead guilty is a violation of Title 21 of the United States Code, Section 841, small a, number 1, specifically drug trafficking. Ms. Suarez conspired with her now ex-husband to import into the United States with intent to distribute almost 2 kilograms of cocaine hydrochloride, and would have, in fact, have distributed a large portion of said drugs were it not for the timely action of law enforcement.
Do you understand what the prosecutor just said?
Yes, I did.
Defense counsel, have you discussed these charges with your client? And do you believe that your client understands the legal elements of the charge to which she wishes to plead guilty?
Yes, Your Honor. I have gone over all of the elements with my client, and I believe she understands everything.
Are you aware that the maximum possible penalty authorized by law for the court in which you are to plead guilty, count one, is life in prison and a fine of $10 million or both, a special assessment of $100, and a term of supervised release of at least 2 years and not more than 5 years?
Yes.
Do you understand that the supervised release term of which I spoke is entirely different from parole? That parole has been abolished, and that if you violate the terms of your supervised release, you can be returned to prison to serve not only the remainder, if any, of the sentence imposed, but also the full length of any supervised release you receive?
Yes.
Do you understand that as a consequence of your guilty plea, you may be removed or deported from the United States?
Yes, Your Honor. That is because I am not a citizen of the United States.
Under the Sentencing Reform Act of 1984, the United States Sentencing Commission has issued guidelines for judges to follow in determining the sentence in a criminal case. The United States Supreme Court has determined that these guidelines are advisory and not mandatory. Have you and your attorney talked about how these guidelines might apply in your case?
Yes.
Do you also understand that under some circumstances, you or the government may have the right to appeal any conviction and sentence that the court imposes?
Yes.
Do you understand that if the court does not accept the sentencing recommendation in your plea agreement, or that if the sentence is more severe than you expected, you will still be bound by your plea and will have no right to withdraw it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you understand all the possible consequences of your plea of guilty?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Suarez, has anyone threatened you or coerced you or forced you in any way to plead guilty in this case?
No, Your Honor. No one.
At this time, I will ask the OSA to provide us with a factual basis for your plea of guilty. Listen carefully, Ms. Suarez. I will ask you, when the prosecutor completes this statement, if you agree that what has been said accurately describes your conduct in this case. Counsel?
Your Honor, if this case had gone to trial, the United States would have proven beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant, Josefina Suarez, conspired to import into the United States from a place outside thereof of a controlled substance, that is, 2 kilograms of cocaine, in violation of Title 21, United States Code, Section 841A1. From June 2016 through November 2016, Suarez agreed to assist her husband in distributing cocaine he had imported from Colombia into the United States. The importation scheme involved her husband's source of supply in Colombia and his connections with airline baggage carriers in Colombia and Miami. In June and again in October 2016, Ms. Suarez's husband transported 2 kilograms of cocaine from Bolivia to Miami. He then gave Ms. Suarez the drugs, and she, on 2 occasions, delivered them to a confidential informant in a parking lot of the Staples located at 2121 Biscayne Boulevard in the Omni District of downtown Miami.
Ms. Suarez, did you hear and understand what the prosecutor just said to you that you did in this case?
Yes, I did.
You heard what the government said it could prove if the case were to go to trial. Is what the prosecutor said true? Did you do what the government says you did?
Yes, it's true.
So now, how do you plead to the charge? Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty, Your Honor.
It is the finding of the court in the case of the United States of America versus Josefina Suarez that the defendant is fully competent and capable of entering an informed plea and that she understands her rights and the consequences of a guilty plea. I also find she is represented by competent counsel with whom she says she is satisfied. I find the plea is knowing and voluntary and not the result of threats, coercion, or promises. The plea is supported by an independent basis, in fact, containing each of the essential elements of the offense alleged. The plea is therefore accepted. Ms. Suarez, I now adjudge you guilty of the charge contained in count 1 of the indictment. Sentencing is set for March 10th at 10 a.m. Ms. Suarez, a probation officer will meet with you to prepare a pre-sentence investigation report, which will help me in imposing your sentence. Your attorney can be present with you, if you wish, when you meet with the probation. Is there anything else from either counsel about this matter?
Nothing from the government, Your Honor.
Nothing from the defense, Your Honor.
Thank you. The court is in recess.